Are you ready? Here we go. Fashion is the art. Designers are the gods. Models play the part of angels in the dark. Which one of you would ever dare to go against? That beauty is a trade and everyone is paid. Fashionista. Chanel, Halston, Gucci, Fiorucci, don't forget my Bucci, Fendi and Armani, God, I miss Gianni, Kenneth Cole, Michael Kors, Mr. Ford, I can't afford, D&G and BCBG, looking good is never easy, Alexander Herkovich, Naomi Campbell, such a bitch, I wanna be Delgada, to fit into my Prada, Oscar De La Renta, Louis Vuitton, imitation of Christ. Beauty has a price. Fashionista.
I'm staring up. Well, we've been the hip couple of school for over 3 months now, and boy, are we happy. Why, we dress alike, and we almost talk alike, and we do everything together, and I wish we could stay this age forever. We wear matching boat necks and paisley shirts. I got buckle back trousers, she got a buckle back skirt, and we look so cool when we walk around school. Sneakers and white wool socks, and it's great for dancing when the music rocks. We do our homework together each weekday night, 'cause when we're together, everything's just right. Well, wear what you might call the criteria of hipness, you know. Well, it's after six. She must be through with supper by now, so I think I'll call her. We're going to the movies tonight. I think we'll wear our matching desert boots.
Hoodie.
Graphic tees. Graphic tees.
Ironic beard.
Thick rim glasses. Thick rim glasses.
iPhone.
Dyed hair.
Swoop to the side.
Now hoodie. Max.
Jetta.
Sport coat t-shirt.
Nerdy black friend. Judging look.
Trendy scarf.
Ray-Bans.
Looker stocking shades.
Leather jacket.
Fingerless gloves.
Just a homeless guy.
Oops are bad.
Now hoodie. Coffee shop stuff.
Get a mocha latte.
Now smoke.
Pretend it's not Starbucks.
Don't forget your vest. With a
hoodie.
Now try too hard and done.
Hello, everybody. Today we're going to be talking all about clothes. They say clothes make get the man, and I'm rough around the edges, so we'll get them secondhand. I'm a dapper Dan, mon capitan, but I can hardly afford food, it might as well be Ramadan. I'm not an Islamic man, but I believe in charity, and that's the reason that I need my meager salary to feed me calories. I could eat a bag of sweets until my teeth are cavities, and I'm in bleeding agony. The reason for this allegory, cuisine-themed analogy, so you can see there's really not much cash left for vanity. My maladies are like pounds and peas, as an impoverished musician. Food isn't guaranteed, apparently, so my apparel needs value, unlike the brand's TV ads trying to sell you. I don't wanna be a walking billboard. That's not what the reason that I walk this world's for.
I go out tonight, but I simply can't decide what to wear. Yes, I go out tonight,
dots, vamp enough to fill up a rather large box. Pantaloons to top, hats and shoes to socks. Stands the dude to rock that used luminous jockstrap. Put booze in the hot pants and choosing them off racks. I don't mean to be rude, but goddamn, I'm hot, man. I got a bit of a tummy, so this is fitting funny, but I don't give a shit, cause of how thick I'm spitting. See me? I'm a thrifty beatnik. I've got this whole outfit for 53 quid, so if you need kit for a minimal fee, it's as simple as one, click, two, click, three, click. Fork out a little bit of moolah for new guns. If anybody says it's not enough, to chat in rhubarb. Zippity doodah, zippity yay. You want a dead fella's wardrobe bid on eBay? I go out tonight, but I simply can't decide what to wear. Yes, I go out tonight, but I simply can't decide what to wear. I'm low on cheddar, and so I'm going secondhand till I compose a better plan for dressing Matt. Wearing a garish tracksuit, yeah, with a pair of jack boots. Family staring, thinking, Dan, where is that you? What? Myself on eBay, but the winner didn't pay me though. I'm nearly at the stage that I'll be broke and make the so. I'd make me own clothes, but I'm a lazy bones. Given my own way, I'd stay and my baby grow until I weigh like 80 stone. So whether you like 80s clothes or ladies' coats, get them secondhand, they're fresher than the Daily Show. So get your daily dose of an amazing change of clothes. You'll be smooth and razor sharp like using shaving foam. I say stay away from those mainstream label trading posts. Once I saw a tie, twice the price of a stately home. You are on the gravy train, so can't pour the gravy poke all over the pastry dough. You know the go out tonight, but I simply can't decide what to wear. Yes, I go out tonight, but I simply can't decide what to wear.
Thank you. cargo pants. What great stuff. Just like pants. Said they got a lot of pockets. What you gonna do if you got a lot of stuff and you don't have a bag and you don't want to hold all of it? How about you get some cargo pants? Those things are so great. They've got a whole lot of pockets. You put your stuff in the pockets, and then your hands are free. You can do whatever you want to do, cause you've got cargo pants. Yeah, yeah. I love my cargo pants. I wear them all the time. I fill up all my pockets, then I forget what I put in them. Then I go through my pockets. I'm pleasantly surprised by all the stuff I find in there. Yes, I am. Oh, I love my cargo pants. I wear them all over the town. I fill my pockets up and then I empty them and look at all the good stuff that I put in my pockets, in the pockets of my cargo pants. And I am so pleasantly surprised by the stuff I put in there. I love my cargo pants. I wear them all the time. I think that all pants should be cargo pants. Yeah, yeah, cargo pants. Best type of pants in the whole wide world. If you're gonna wear some pants, might as well make them useful. Have some pockets.
Welcome, viewers. What comes next? A pair of pants with stripes or checks? Dig in your wallet, dump out your purse. Who'll be the one to buy the first pair?
You can wear them if you're big, you can wear them if you're small. They're pants if you're short, and shorts if you're tall. You can wear them in the spring, you can wear them in the fall. They're pants if you're short, and shorts if you're tall.
Sold 5 so far, down to 20.
Look what you get for a little bit of money. Down to your feet and up to your tummy. If you buy right now tonight, we'll throw in a set of Ginsu knives. A pair of pants could change your life. One easy payment, $9.95. See the tag on the back, one size fits all.
They're pants if you're short,
and shorts if you're tall. You can wear them to the barn, you can wear them to the mall.
They're pants if you're short,
and shorts if you're tall.
16 more, we're down to 4.
You can't buy these in any store. They're just like your granddaddy wore. Six legs, less than a squid. It's a verb for a dog and a noun for a kid. With a pair of pants, you're not alone. You can dance with your pants till the cows come home. This pair of pants will win your heart.
We accept most credit cards.
A stretchy waist elastic band makes these your buffet eating pants.
Shoes or slacks or corduroys. Pants bestow a special joy. As seen on the screen of your TV, these pants can hide unsightly knees.
This pair is made of high grade vinyl.
Don't hesitate, all sales are vinyl.
To summarize, you might recall their pants are short and shorts in your tall.
4, 3, 2, 1, going, 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 done.
We're out of pants, we gotta run. Pants.
Wherever I go, what do I see? Women in shorts, they bother me. Somewhere I'm short, somewhere I'm long. It's the best darn fashion I ever saw. Shorts crazy, it's making me wild. Yes, making me wild about that wonderful style. I know a little gal who lives in town, wears the tightest shorts than anyone around. When she walks by, my eyes bug out. I whistle real loud and then I shout, "Shorts crazy, it's making me wild." Yes, making me wild about that wonderful style. I love them short, I love them tall, but I love them in shorts, the best of all. It's not really shorts that catch my eye, it's all that beauty left outside. Shorts crazy, it's making me wild. Yes, making me wild about that wonderful style. Well, they say that they wear them to keep cool. Well, what do you think Grandma used to do? Of course, I don't know, but all I can say is don't take us back to the Grandma days. You're crazy, it's making me wild. Yes, making me wild about that wonderful style. Right. Why light a candle and cover its light? You may be a beauty, you may be a queen, but what good is beauty if it can't be seen? You're crazy, it's making me wild. Oh, making me wild about that wonderful style. Girls, there's one more thing before I close. Just one more thing I'd like you to know. I believe most men would think you're smarter. You wear those shorts just a little bit shorter. Shorts crazy, it's making me wild. Yes, making me wild about that wonderful style.
I met a man the other day. He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim.
With a great big hat, with a big black brim.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Cause around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now I met a man the other day, and he was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim.
With a great big hat, with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now I met a man the other day. He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim.
With a great big hat, with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black bone. With a big black hat, with a big black brim.
With a big black hat, with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a false moustache.
And a false moustache.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Till around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black bone. Now I met a man the other day. He was dressed in a very strange way, with a great big hat, with a big black brim.
With a great big hat, with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a false moustache.
And a false moustache.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Till around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Now if I meet him again today, and he dips his hat or he asks away, I'm gonna run boy fast as I can, cause I wanna get away from the funny old man with the big black hat, with the big black brim.
With a big black hat, with a big black brim.
And a black striped band.
And a black striped band.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a false moustache.
And a false moustache.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And a pale pink sunshade held up high.
And that's not all.
And that's not all. Around his ankle was a big black chain, and dragging on the chain was a big black ball. Dragging on the chain was a big black ball.
Him here, they seek him there. His clothes are loud, but never square. It will make or break him, so he's got to buy the best, cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. And when he does his little rounds round the boutiques of London town, eagerly pursuing all the latest fads and trends, cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He thinks he is a flower to be looked at, and when he pulls his frilly nylon pant right up tight, he feels a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
There's one thing that he loves, and that is flattery. One week he's in polka dots, the next week he's in stripes, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. They seek him here, they seek him there, in Regent Street and Leicester Square. Everywhere the Carnavician army marches on, each one a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
His world is built round discotheques and parties. This pleasure-seeking individual always looks his best, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. Oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is,
oh yes he is.
He flits from shop to shop just like a butterfly. In matters of the cloth he is as fickle as can be, 'cause he's a dedicated follower of fashion. He's a dedicated follower.
Good evening, friends. Welcome once again to this week's edition of the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, your host, and this week I am your snotty fashion host. In more ways than one, I've had quite a cold, so pardon me while I rip apart your fashion sense, because, you know, it's about your clothes. I mean, really, come on, look at you. Look at you. It's a good thing I got here when I did. I've got all kinds of fashion advice for you and all kinds of stuff for you to wear tonight. So please check the racks over. Nice rack, huh? And we'll let you know about it, okay? We started with Jimmy James, that was, Fashionista. Decorating You was Bethany, one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's not all that Christmassy, but can't tell you anything about her other than that she's from New Jersey. Yeah, all right, Bethany. I love that song, I really do. Hip Couple was Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich's wife. Ellie Greenwich, does she say Greenwich or Greenwich? I don't know, and I don't care. I love her just the same. A video thing from Quiet Films from 2010, apparently. The Hipster Song, I think it works on your ears as well. Thrifty Beatnik was Dan Bull, 'Cause I'm a Blonde. One of my favorite Julie Brown songs. Squeezer, that was Blue Jeans. The song about cargo pants was the very nice, interesting Singer Man. That's his name. And Pants from Veggie Tales. I always like Veggie Tales. They're just like crazy, you know? I like that. Shorts Crazy was Mark McCrae. I know nothing. The Big Black Hat was Rolf Harris. You know him from Australia. And probably most of you remember him from his Criminal record. So it goes. Pink Shoelaces was the Cordettes bouncing off of... who did that? Come on. Dodie Stevens, 1958. But this was from 1959 when everybody was covering everybody else. So it was on the Lendl label, in case you hadn't heard. And then a dedicated follower of fashion from the Kinks, going back to 1966. And yes, we're going back to 1969 right now. Listen closely. There are words for you to hear.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, streaming, gleaming, flaxen, waxen. I want to give you it down to the
hair,
shoulder length and long
hair.
Dear baby, there, daddy, everywhere, mommy, mommy, hey, yeah. Too short.
Hair.
Shoulder, legs, and arms.
you sure look tough. I get my kiss because your makeup's rough. You kill me, baby, with the stains you wear. Mascara, mama, I go for your hair.
Ooh, shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara, mama.
Mascara, mama, don't know your name. But you got eyes to drive a cat insane. I dig your duffle and your long gray pants. Mascara, mama, my heart does a dance.
Shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara, mama.
I see you strolling down the street with those black chukka boots on your feet. I'm getting wise to your disguise, cause underneath that makeup I bet you really sweet. Mascara, mama, don't be stuck up. Take off your mask and be my buttercup. I wanna be your ever-loving beau. Cause mascara, mama, I love you so.
Ooh, shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara, mama.
I see you strolling down the street with those black chukka boots on your feet. I'm getting wise to your disguise. Take off your mask and be my buttercup. I wanna be your ever-loving beau. Cause mascara, mama, I love you so.
Ooh, shooby-dooby-dooby, shooby-dooby-doo. Mascara, mama.
snowing today, but I'm not cold. No, I'm not cold. I'm wearing a coat. Under the coat, I'm wearing a jumper. And under the coat, I'm wearing shorts. It's snowing today, but I'm not cold. No, I'm not cold. I'm wearing a coat. A jumper and shorts, I'm wearing a coat. A jumper and shorts, I'm wearing a coat.
When it's very, very cold outside, regular clothes are not enough. You cannot just have little short underwear underneath your clothes. That's not gonna do. You've got to wear long underwear. Long underwear gonna keep you nice and warm. Long underwear under your clothes gonna make you feel warm. Gonna make you feel so wonderful. Oh yeah, it's so cold. You've got to really, really bundle up. And deep down in the bottom of your outfit, you've got to have long underwear going on. You can wear regular underwear just as long as the next layer is long underwear. Then you go on to your pants and shirt and jacket. But don't forget long underwear, it's gonna keep you nice and warm.
Underwear is everywhere, but mostly on the knee. Though usually you can't see what goes on the knee. Ragged clothes or evening gown or the finest pretty suit. Underwear is everywhere, there is no substitute.
Everyone is equal when it comes to underwear. Because beneath your underwear, it's just yourself that's there. Everyone wears underwear, or at least they should. Underwear is lots of things, but mostly it is good.
Underwear is everywhere, but mostly on the knee. Though usually you can't see what goes on the knee. Ragged clothes or evening gown or the finest pretty suit. Underwear is everywhere, there is no substitute.
Some like the feel of cotton, I share this belief. Likewise, I don't like boxer shorts, give me a pair of briefs. Some don't like to talk about it, that's because they're shy.
People laugh at underwear, but I do not know why.
Underwear is everywhere, but mostly on the knee. Though usually you can see what goes on the knee. Ragged clothes or evening gown or the finest pretty suit. Underwear is everywhere, there is no substitute.
Now don't use bleach on underwear, that's what my mom will say. Cause bleach will eat the fabric and soon they'll wash away. An underwear with lots of holes is a sorry sight. Look around and try to see who's wearing theirs too tight.
Underwear is everywhere, but mostly on the knee. Though usually you can't see what goes on the knee. Ragged clothes or evening gown or the finest pretty suit. Underwear is everywhere, there is no substitute. Underwear is everywhere, but mostly on the knee. Though usually is no substitute. Underwear is everywhere, but mostly on the knee. No, usually, but you can't see what goes on the knee. Private clothes or evening gowns on the highest.
I was driving down US 41, some idiot crossed the line. I had to swerve to miss him, knocked down a deer crossing sign. Took out some woman's mailbox, wound up hitting a pothole. And the last thing I remember, I was chewing on a telephone pole. But I had on clean underwear, clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been proud of me, cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when they took me to intensive care. Yeah, the doctor and nurse said, look at there, he's got clean underwear. I was in there for about a week, I got off the critical list. Scared me up a date with a physical therapist. I took her out for dinner and drinks and got her back to my pad. She said she liked the lights on, and boy, I was glad. I had on clean underwear, clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been proud of me, cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when I put myself in her care. Yeah, the good-looking nurse said, look at there, you got clean underwear.
Get a pair of cowboy boots. 16 years of my life I gave. to get a pair of cowboy boots. I want to go where the money's free. Hollywood is calling me. Oh, what a great big star I'll be in a pair of cowboy boots. Well, I'm going to get on a TV show in a pair of cowboy boots. I'm going to ride in a rodeo in a pair of cowboy boots. I want to go where the batmen lurk. I want to get a job and go to work, giving lessons to that Stony Burke in a pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, give me a home
where the swimming pools run, where the money grows on trees, the gals all want to be squeezed. Well, I'm going to get there if I have to crawl in a pair of cowboy boots. Get in the movies and that ain't all in a pair of cowboy boots. I'm gonna get me a leather vest, a gun on my hip and a star on my chest. Well, I'll be the terror of the Golden West in a pair of cowboy boots.
Oh, give me a home where the swimming pools run, where the money grows on trees, and the gals all wanna be squeezed.
Well, I'm gonna get there if I have to crawl in a pair of cowboy boots.
Get in the movies and that ain't all
in a pair of cowboy boots.
I'm gonna get me a leather vest, a gun on my hip and a star on my chest. Well, I'll be the terror of the Golden West in a pair of cowboy boots. In a pair of cowboy boots.
They call me Barefooted Beaver. I don't wear no shoes. They call me Barefooted Beaver. I don't wear no shoes. When you see me on the street, you won't find any shoe on my feet. Well, now I was walking down the sidewalk on the main street. I had on a brand new mohair and wore a silk suit, and my hair was all combed down. My cat walked up and told me, "Son, you look so neat. Why don't you have a pair of shoes on your feet?" They call me Barefooted Beaver. I don't wear no shoes. And as long as my feet don't hurt, I know I'm never gonna have a beat. With a new suit on, no shoes on his feet. They call me Barefooted Beaver. I don't wear no shoes. Oh,
starts to fade.
that only makes it nicer still. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. Do you have some jeans that you really love? Ones that you feel so groovy in? You don't even mind if they start to fray. That only makes them nicer still. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. When I take them to the cleaners, I can't wait to get them home again. Yes, I take them to the cleaners, I'd rather wash them in a stream. I'd rather wash them in a stream. Know what I mean? Do you have some shoes that you really love? Ones that you feel so flash in? You don't even mind if they start to get some holes in. That only makes them nicer still. I love my shoes, I love my shoes. My shoes are so comfortably lovely. I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. In fact, I love my wardrobe.
Everywhere. took him, I don't know. Now my happy life is filled with blue. Who took my
boyfriend Sam, use a little old guitar for a frying pan, and dishing up a home-cooked ditty about the ladies and their dress. Step on that thing, Sam, step on it.
I don't know a thing about the ladies and their dress, but before I take them out, won't someone please confess why they always say that certain something that they do. Wait until you hear me, maybe you have heard it too. They can't go here, they can't go there. It sounds so queer when they declare I haven't got a thing to wear. A change of clothes for every day. Heaven knows just why they say I haven't got a thing to wear. Dresses hang upon the rack and fairly make it groan and crack. Every shape and style it seems make us wonder what she means. Invitations come their way, still you'll always hear them say I haven't got a thing to wear.
Look at that grin on hubby's face, boy, he's heard it many, many times.
Hubby has a suit of clothes for every day, it's true. It's the same old suit he wears until he's worn it through. When he buttons up his coat, you'll find his trunk is packed. Wifey's clothes are taking all the space upon the rack. It's the truth as we all know, Eve told Adam long ago, I haven't got a thing to wear. Now she wore leaves throughout the spring. In the fall he heard her sing, I haven't got a thing to wear. Mr. Adam thought, oh, what's the use?
Now really there is no excuse.
Here's a bunch of evergreen that fit for any forest queen. Dressed up like a Christmas tree, I'll bet he told Adam she didn't have a thing to wear.
History certainly do repeat itself. Way back in the Stone Ages, saying the same thing.
Every paper runs a page of bargains in the style. Every day the ladies, they go charging down the aisle. Every year the clothes they buy get shorter, it is true. They won't have to wear a thing in 1952. On the bathing beach today, sounds so queer to hear them say, I haven't got a thing to wear. Now in a modern one-piece suit, hardly any will dispute, she hasn't got a thing to spare. When they're sitting on the sand, it's not hard to understand what would happen if that strap on their shoulder gave a snap. Then from every bashful youth, we at last would hear the truth, I haven't got a thing to wear.
Having dished up a little home-cooked ditty, especially prepared for the man of the house, we'll say goodbye, folks. We'll see you subsequently.
Okay. So it sounds like I'm making fun of people the way they dress, and I am, but that's just the way I am, all right? You know, you can't take it off. No, never mind. Anyway, I dress in the latest from Salvation Army and Goodwill. I live up in Maine where people don't dress, you know, like you do down in New Jersey. That's one of the things I was really glad to leave New Jersey. I didn't have to dress like you guys anymore, and I don't, except I'm still wearing all my clothes from New Jersey. Let's just read the playlist. We started with the Dickies, and that was, of course, Hair. Mascara Mama was a single from the Tweeters from 1958. Let's see, a white sport coat and a pink carnation was a big hit for Marty Robbins. I'm wearing a coat. Congratulations. I don't know who that was other than that they guess they're warm and they left a note saying it's T2U3. I don't know what that means, but there you go. Long Underwear Song was that very nice, interesting singer man again. The Underwear Song was Barry Lewis Palisar from a 1983 album called Off Color for Kids. I remember it well. Tim Wilson, a hit for himself back in 1996. Clean Underwear, My Adidas. Run DMC from 86. And that was off the album Raising Hell. Yeah. Cowboy Boots, Dave Dudley, 63. Barry, Barefoot Beefus. Singing About Himself. That was Barefoot Beefus by Barry Barefoot Beefus. I Sense a Pattern. I Love My Shirt was Donovan from the good old days when we loved our shirts. Who Stole My Underwear was the Sharp County Band. They've got a problem, that's for sure. I Haven't Got a Thing to Wear was the Radio Chef and his boyfriend Sam. And that's it. I've got a couple more for you, as always, because, you know, the clothes, like anything else, the job ain't done till the paperwork's done. So, got a couple of things about that. In the meantime, thank you all for supporting the WFMU Marathon. It went quite well without me this year, like every year, actually, but I put mine in. Don't forget to put yours in, okay? So, I will see you next week, and we will have... something different next week. Yeah, I think. I don't know. We'll see. Be good.
It was a last-minute invitation. I did not have a thing to wear. I ran into the store. I said, I need something black. Something formal other than that. I don't care. I made it to the theater as the lights dimmed. The first act was brilliantly fun. When I caught my reflection during intermission, I thought, uh-oh, what have I done? What was I thinking? What was I blind? This out, but I must have been temporarily out of my mind. What was I thinking? Look at this dress. I'm taking up drinking. My life is a mess. My good friend said, I think you're gonna hit it off. I have known him for a long, long time. And if I wasn't happily married myself, in a heartbeat, I would try to make him mine. So I thought, all right, I'll take my chances. I mean, really, what harm could it do? Makes you wonder about the motives of your married friends when something like this happens to you. What was she thinking? Who is this guy? I will choke on this pork chop and conveniently die. What was she thinking? Quick, sharpen the sights. My endorphins are sinking. I'm taking my life.
Ach, the liver. Ah, but the tiana. Bonjour. Que lastima la vie, au revoir. That's an international segment, so people will think this is world music, which I think is going to be the next big thing to sweep the nation, and I want to ride that wave right into the beach.
It was late. I had insomnia. That TV stair-stepper started to look good. So I thought to myself, should I buy it? When I heard Bruce Jenner's voice say,
yes, you should. And that Snagmaster, and that Bedazzler, and that Victoria Jackson makeup kit.
Now I can barely get around my apartment. It's so filled with all this stupid stuff. this junk. I can't blame this on drinking. I've hardly ever. Right now I'm not drunk. What was I thinking? And when will this end? What was I thinking?
On you, 'cause you're so dirty, but you clean up real nice too. Oh, give me your delicates. I promise to be gentle. Woo, I'll make you spin, working up a sweat right when we begin. Oh, baby, I'm gonna get you soaking wet. By the end of the night, baby, you'll be spread out all over my bed. You around the room a bit, rumble and tumble like we're in WrestleMania. But not tonight, you're making my body ache. Doing you so much that I get the shakes. If you're feeling dirty, I got some pre-soak for your spot. Rub it in and scrub it in with all that you got. Well, you think that you look good lying on my floor. Wait till I'm done with you, babe, you won't be wrinkled no more. Oh, baby, I'm gonna get you soaking wet. Right here, it looks alright, 'cause it's cheaper than Tide. Should I get dryer sheets? They're right here. Oh, baby, I'm gonna get you soaking wet. By the end of the night, baby, you'll be spread out all over my bed. Another until no dirt remains. Loving another until no dirt remains.